Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. We're going to be answering some of your emails on sex and relationships. Some of the topics include anal sex, one of your favorites, sexual insecurities, and how to cope with a partner's not-so-magic number. Thanks for listening. Okay, but first, we have to talk about craft vapery because have you not seen the vape craze taking over? I'm so glad people aren't smoking anymore. But now I'm obsessed with vaping because there's no doubt about it, though, that vaping can help you quit smoking. It can also help you curb your appetite. And I'm a little orally fixated. I think a lot of people are. You're chewing gum. You're eating all the time. This can actually help you curb your appetite. And the flavors are delicious. Craft Vapery curates the largest selection of top quality vaping flavors. They sent me strawberry dream cream, it tasted amazing. Let's just say that. It's like dessert. And they deliver to your door. You can do a monthly package. You can subscribe. And then you get all these handpicked flavors by them. And they truly are like curators. Like if you talk to like a sommelier and you're like, I like this kind of wine, they know exactly what you want. So don't waste time or money with trial and error, getting scents that you don't like, getting flavors you don't like. Let Craft Vapery be your vaping guide. And it's a special gift for all my Sex with Emily listeners. Craft is offering 20% off subscriptions, 10% off all orders through March 31st with the promo code NaughtyEmily. So subscribe at craftvapery.com, enter the promo code NaughtyEmily at checkout, and don't mess around with all these other vaping weirdos. Just go to craftvapery.com, that's craftvapery.com.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can check out all of our podcasts. Sign up for our mailing list, which should be the first thing you do, because I have to tell you, I get a lot of freaking emails, and it's so funny. Of all the things I do, people are like, I think about you all the time. I get your emails. I love them. I forward it to my wife. I forward it to blah, blah, blah. So, you know, people, you're going to like the emails. So get those, and also subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Because then you will never, ever, ever, ever miss another podcast. You can also go on our website. You'll never miss a podcast again. We have two a week, and they're all pretty freaking good. Right, Menace? If I do say so myself?
Yeah, they are.
I'm here with Menace.
Hey, what's going on, Emily? How you doing?
I'm great.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute? It has been a minute. Last time I saw you was at the Grammys Radio Row.
Which you were very nervous for, but I'm a veteran of it.
I wasn't nervous, dude.
Well, you asked me like a billion questions about it. I'm like, I'm busy, you know? I don't got time for all that.
No, I didn't, dude. I love that you love saying that. I was not nervous. I had no idea what it was. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be interviewing like Justin Timberlake that day, and da-da-da. And then you. So I didn't know it was a big thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a big thing. It was super fun.
How do you explain what is like 40 top radio stations around the country?
Yeah, so they go to the Staples Center where the Grammys is held, and backstage they have about 40 to 50 radio stations across the country. They all sit down, and then it's just kind of like rapid fire where people just brought by like anyone from like a Justin Timberlake or a famous singer, actor.
Who's the teen kid? Everyone's freaking out about him.
The teen kid.
The brothers, the Jonas Brothers guy.
Jonas Brothers. Oh, yeah, yeah. Joe Jonas. Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, because the woman who was, you get like an escort. She was like, I just saw Joe Jonas. She was like following him. Like, I'm sorry, I'm next. I'm not that excited.
Awesome. All the girls were like super thirsty for Joe Jonas. That's why. Because he just did like an underwear ad, I think, for Calvin Klein, like Bieber.
But he probably didn't get it Photoshopped.
Probably not. So yeah, they were like super excited for him. We saw Big Sean was there while you were there. You probably don't know who he was.
No idea.
Big
guy?
Yeah, no, he's actually a little guy. But he's dating Ariana Grande right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you might know who she is. But yeah, it was a good time.
It was fun. I got to meet your family because Menace has this show's Woody show every morning. I never got to meet your people you cheat on me with every day.
Yeah, every day. You know, if people are new to the podcast, I'm also part of a morning show in Los Angeles. It's called The Woody Show on Alt 98.7. And you can hear it every day from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. But we were there doing interviews. And yeah, again, on the list of people, I was looking down and it said Emily Morris. I go, what the hell? Why is she on the list? You know, because you're amazing. That's why.
Right. Exactly.
And so I go, of course, yes. We check yes for we want to interview you. And then we did the interview. And here's the funniest part of the interview.
Okay.
That you have no idea what happened.
Tell me.
Do you know the entire time? My girlfriend was standing right there.
Dude, shut up. Where?
Okay.
I would
I'll tell you this.
You.
No, thing is, because my girlfriend and I, we hold on. She's calm down.
Okay.
Okay, so like since the area is such rapid fire, we don't have like a lot of time to talk. It's like in and out. And so my girlfriend was like, "Oh, you know, really want to do the whole thing, but then we're like, then it's going to like it's going to mess up the flow of, like, the people coming in." So we didn't say anything. But she was standing right there. She was the one taking all the photos.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, see? Now you don't remember.
I can't believe it. Did she still, like, not, like, thank God I didn't ask her for a glass of water.
Yeah, no. No, she doesn't care.
Okay. Why wouldn't you just say, hey, that's my girlfriend?
Because then it would stop everything up. I was like super busy.
Oh, it was busy. That is hilarious. Mm.
Yeah.
I love that.
If it was
that,
a totally different situation.
Menace and I have an ongoing thing. He's got some girlfriend he's had for like 16 years and I never met except for once.
No, you met her twice now.
Oh, twice. That does not count meeting. Yeah. And so,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's do a little backstory. Let's say the first time was, it was just super awkward because, Emily was running late, of course, as always. And Emily was like running into the studio And I was going to introduce my girlfriend, but right when Emily runs in the studio, she immediately thinks, like, my girlfriend's, like, either an intern or worked at the radio. Hold on. Either as an intern or works at the radio station, and goes to her not knowing who she is and says, "Can you give me some water?"
But let me tell you
why. Candy from Real Housewives of Atlanta was our.
Yeah. We don't have a lot of big celebrity guests.
Yeah.
Candy from Real Housewives of Atlanta was there. I think I was getting water for both of us because I don't know where the water, what to do. Yeah. And I was like, "Oh, do you mind?" I didn't know.
No, it's a total honest mistake. I understand, but it was just like, so awkward, and we're already getting into the show, and then, you know, I was just like, you know what, F it. So,
right.
Yeah.
And so now I get to meet her again. She's taking pictures, but now.
Yeah.
But the interview was fun, and you guys said you played it
on
air.
Yeah, we played it on the radio.
That's cool.
Here in
Los Angeles. That was fun.
Yeah,
it was good. We were kind of grilling everyone about their sex lives.
We were.
It was good times, except for you, who will never. I'm just assuming that your sex is rocking, so we're not going to talk about it.
On the daily.
That was fun. I can't believe I'm going to murder you. I would have, like, pulled her aside. I'm going to make her come on the show one day. I'm going to find her surreptitiously. Like, I'm going to go around you and find her, for sure.
So what's going on with your life, though?
Lots of stuff. Things are rocking here
like?
At Sex Family. Like, I've been very busy doing things. I hosted the, I haven't seen you since then, but I talked about it on my previous show that just came out, the 50 Shades of Grey premiere. It was a premiere at the Grove, which was an interesting film. I didn't love the film. I did read the book.
It wasn't and
no, that guy's not hot. No, that guy, Jamie Dore, I can't even. He has no emotion. He's not sexy. He's like nothing to me.
They said, of people that I heard Robin, Robin Quivers from the Howard Stern show. She's like, you couldn't believe that the guy was a character at all. Like, he was that powerful. You didn't believe that he was powerful. You didn't believe that they were actually into each other. I don't know. I haven't seen
like
the film, so I can't comment.
Yeah,
but this
it
is
wasn't
what I've
great.
Heard.
So I did that. I've just been very busy. I've been social lately. So I went to an event the other night with, it was like a pre-Oscars event, because it was Oscars, and it was hosted by Gretchen Rossi from the Real Housewives of Orange County, and Slade, remember Slade Smiley, who I know. And that was really funny, because I was going to tell you something about this that happened that night, but it's just funny because they were like, "We loved your show," and like sex, you know, they were talking about like sex stuff and their sex life, of course.
Cool.
And that was fun. Did you do anything for the Oscars?
For the Oscars, no. I went home and I watched it on TV.
It's the boringest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
You know me, sitting through movies.
Oh,
in general,
you can't
anything.
Sit there for.
I was going to tear my eyes out. It was so freaking boring. But, you know, it was such a big deal. And it was raining. And everyone's really like, "Oh, my God, it rained."
Yeah.
So upset. But it was fine. And I've been, like, doing a lot of stuff. A lot
Tinder?
Of things.
Any Tinder?
No, I haven't been doing Tinder. I've been dating.
You haven't been dating?
I have been dating.
Oh, you have been dating.
Yeah, I'm dating someone that actually I like.
Is this the same person you've kind of been dating for a while?
Different. Well, yes. But this was someone that was, yes. I was dating a few people, and this one was more casual, but I think I like him. And
oh,
things are
really?
Good.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, what? He's
what
a good
what
guy.
About this person?
You know, I'll tell you something if you tell me something about your relationship.
All right, what?
No, it's fairly
I'm
new.
I'm just saying, like, what,
it's new in
what
the
kind
sense
of guy is he? Surfer guy?
No, no, he's a professional.
Is he the cheese ball?
No, he's got a real job. He was on used cars. He's a real guy. He's a real man.
Is he a random guy that
no,
only drives, has a bicycle?
Not at all. He's got a good job. He's
he does
impressive.
Things
I actually met him looking for apartments from San Francisco. I was here looking, and we were both looking at apartments at the same time.
Okay.
So he's like a San Francisco guy, but he moved
cool.
here.
Cool.
Yeah, so it's awesome.
So
and
you have, like, stuff to talk about.
I've got regular, we've talked, oh, totally.
Yeah.
We've, like, you know. See each other. It's good.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm happy about it. And it's, you know, I, again, still don't have a ton of time, but this is the year of making more time. So I am trying to be more social. I'm going to this black tie event on Saturday night with Dr. Drew and his wife, Susan.
Nice.
The Hillsides charity thing in Pasadena, black tie. And it's so funny because last year she wanted to fix me up with, like, all of her hot doctor friends there. She's always, like, trying to fix me up with people. But this year I'm just going, you know, solo. By
Stag.
I'm not bringing the guy. Yeah, it'll be fun getting all dressed up. Susan has a very interesting podcast called Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. And it's I was on it, and she actually had a psychic on there who was reading. I know. I don't know what you think about this, but they've read me really well when I'm on there, and they kind of predicted this particular person that I'm dating now. Like,
oh,
they
really?
Said what he was doing, who he was, and it's very on tap. Yeah, it's a good.
She's
show.
Very nice. I ran into her and Drew once in Vegas.
Right.
And got to talk with her. She's really cool.
It was a good time. And then tonight I'm going to Sam Phillips' birthday party. You know,
nice.
Crazy Sam Phillips, single life.
Yeah.
Do you know her?
Mm-hmm.
And then what else? I don't know. It's just been. Oh, I wanted to tell you, Menace, that this is one thing that I really wanted to tell you that this would make you very happy.
All right.
I'm actually doing a formal. Steak and blowjob day event.
Really?
Steak and BJ event. It's actually at Hustler Stores, Hustler Hollywood. I believe it's Friday, March 13th. So keep listening. We're going to be putting on our website and all that stuff. But
yes, please keep me updated because I'll talk about it.
The actual holiday, well, you were the one who, like, I think even told me about it for the first time a few years ago. But it sort of is to be like kind of a mea culpa to men who are like, you know, I didn't love Valentine's Day. That was BS. We want a day. We want steak and blowjobs. Damn it. Which is all guys really, really want anyway. But we're doing a really fun party with actual steak. Good food and wine, and I'm going to teach a little blowjob lesson class, and then people can go shopping, and it's in Hollywood. It's fun. Have you been to that Hustler store? It's friggin' amazing.
I've been by it a billion times. I haven't been actually
parking,
inside of it.
It's cool. Yeah.
But like, it's a legendary
store. It's legendary.
But they have Hustler stores across
the
country, 12,
13
don't they?
Cities. Yeah. So if anyone goes to a Hustler store, you can also just tell them Emily sent you, and you get 20% off anything there. And they have every toy, every porn, every
it's crazy,
light.
Right?
It's crazy, crazy good. And also... April 14th, I'll be co-hosting the People Podcast Awards in Vegas.
I know, that's huge.
I know, right?
That's super huge.
I want you to come. One of our Vegas trips.
I know.
That we never do together.
Yeah. I got to triple check. I would love to go, though.
I know. You should totally go.
Because, you know, I'm into all that podcasting stuff.
Okay.
Is all the voting closed on that?
I think so. Did you vote for me? that's cool. Whatevs. No, I think it is closed, but I don't really know how it all goes down.
Okay.
I had to, like, tweet it out. Mm-hmm. And you guys should follow me on Twitter, because we do a lot of fun stuff on Twitter and Facebook, but we do giveaways, and then I have to vote for me and stuff. But then sometimes I also mostly give you a very interesting sex stuff to change your sex life.
How's your Instagram been?
And I've been doing more Instagrams lately. It's good. I'm Instagram Sex with Emily. Do you see it? You never like my shit, do you?
I do.
Okay. How's your Instagram?
Menace? It's great. It's funny. Right when we were doing the show, I got a comment mentioning the show, because they're asking, what is that? For years now, I've talked about this Taco Bell taco that I love.
Double alarm triple decker.
Because I love bringing in food and sex into the conversation.
Exactly.
But it's a four alarm double decker
no,
taco.
No. You don't like sex in the conversation. There is nothing. Taco Bell has nothing to do with sex. It was just your obsession.
Ha. Doesn't food, like, get you
not
in the
Taco
mood?
Taco Bell makes me want to go to sleep. It makes me want to spend an hour in the
bathroom.
Maybe
for you, but not for everybody. You don't make a blanket statement like that.
My only experience with Taco Bell was when I was a waitress in college. I was a cocktail waitress
and
all
you
4 years.
Loved it, right?
No, but there was a Taco Bell in the bar, and so we got all the Taco Bell we could eat at 2 a.m.
That's awesome.
I know, dude. You would have loved it. It was the best job I ever had. Because we had dollar pitcher night, and everyone would just give me a $5.
Yeah.
And so I think I made more money than I ever made in my life in college.
That's
I probably
awesome.
Should go back to doing that. I could always fall back on that.
Yeah.
But I wasn't great at holding all the trays and all that stuff.
Oh, and for our longtime listeners, the dream, if you haven't caught it, the dream has come true since moving to Los Angeles. I've gotten to go to the Taco Bell headquarters a few times now. And
what do you do
amazing.
There? Like, who are you talking to, Mr.
Well,
Tuck the dog? What?
I was just like around the CEO the other day. But the thing is, it's great because they have like a test kitchen. Like Conan O'Brien just did a whole bit about it. It was hilarious. It was all over the internet recently. But they have the test kitchen where products are they're not even out yet. You get to try them.
Are you the tester now?
Yeah, I'm like the pro tester.
Dude, you were like A-list. Talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you. Do they know that you always talk about it?
Oh, yeah, they know. They know. And now they like my stuff on Instagram.
They like your
Twitter
stuff. See, that's a big day.
It's cool. And it's crazy because the offices are amazing. And then... yes, they have a Taco Bell inside the headquarters. You know, it's
all you can eat double-decker slams.
No, but it's super cool and it's fun and there are a few supporters.
Anything else good going on in your life before we get into some sex in the news and some emails?
No, I do have some Vegas trips coming up, but in March, not April.
Yeah, I'm going twice in April.
April is Coachella.
Right.
Coachella time.
And April what? I want to go this year.
It's 2 weekends. I think it's first weekend of April. I don't know. I'll have somebody Google it right now.
Yeah, I think it is the first week in April.
But you had that legendary story you've shared with us many times. But there's always new listeners.
Oh, right.
Now, if people don't know what Coachella is, it is a huge music festival in Southern California, close to Palm Springs, California.
Right.
Every big artist you can think of from around the world goes there and plays, just like other parts of the country. And it is amazing, and it's out in the desert, it's hot and all this stuff, but
great music. But
you have gone to this festival.
I have.
What has happened at this festival?
What has happened at this festival is I was dating a guy like 2006 who I actually just second part of the story is I ran into him the other day. He lives in LA. And we went, and we were VIP because his best friend ran the festival. So, like, totally VIP, had the golf cart, the whole thing, the whole time. And so we were partying all day. And then I found ourselves at one point backstage having sex on the grass somewhere. Coachella. Yeah. Didn't get caught. It was fun. We had sex all day outside of the... It's we had sex great. In the car earlier, and then we had sex backstage. So I have very fond memories of that. But I ran into him. I hadn't seen him in years because we broke up. And I ran into him the other day at a restaurant. And I was there with... Oh, funny enough. Do you remember from Misadvised, Reed, who teaches Reed about the one who was like polyamorous? Don't do that. So we were sitting there, and this guy was sitting at the table, and I hadn't seen him in years. I'm like, oh my God, how are you? We're talking, talking. And then I was like, so good to see you. And then he comes out, he goes, here's the other Emily. And it turns out like his new girlfriend's name is Emily.
Oh,
I'm
sweet.
Like, oh, the other, I'm sure she loves that because we ate 10 years ago and I saw him. And I was like, wasn't that fun? We banged at Coachella. No, I didn't say that. But yeah, no, I'd like to go to that. I'd like to do more. I have a lot of things coming up, actually. I'm going to New York next week, and
so then, what's gonna go on in New York?
I'm actually going to a Tony Robbins seminar.
Oh, what?
Yeah,
Tony Robbins is the man.
He is the man. I'm so beyond excited. I'm like, it's first five rows. It's really hard to get in. I got into this, and I think it's like he's like a motivational speaker and business speaker and life speaker, all that stuff. And then I'm also going to do some stuff with Lifestyles condoms, who I love. I'm obsessed. Do you use condoms?
Condoms.
Skin. It's so funny because I've been telling people Lifestyles, they also have this brand called Skin, SKYN, and they're polyisoprene, which is not latex. They're amazing. They're thin. They feel great. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to see Emily and Tony.
Sweet.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Two quick things.
Go.
We'll get into the sex. The second thing
I promise sex is coming so hard that you're going to come at the end of the show.
Yeah, the second part is sex. But the first part, Tony Robbins, I just really want to give that guy a shout out because I don't know if you saw recently. It was about maybe 2 months ago. He did this thing where he was able to feed over like 500,000 people in America.
Wow.
Like insane amount of people.
I didn't know that.
He put up like $1 million of his own money
into it. He's been doing this stuff for a long time. He gives back. He's practicing.
Yeah.
He preaches. I listen to him like when I run. Like I have all of his things. MP3s and stuff.
So
this is a great opportunity. I met a couple at a party who knows him and they got me in. It's like a $5,000 seminar. So I'm just thrilled. I'm
going to
be a
I would love to see a picture with you and him next to each other because
he's like 6'7".
Is a gigantic dude, you know.
Well,
his hand is like a thing of bananas that would, you know,
like
putting your hand inside of it.
I'm excited.
But the other thing, going back to Coachella, where it's near Palm Springs, which is almost like one of the hottest places in California. It goes into above 100 all the time, and I was having sex during Coachella in the shower, and she fainted because it's so hot.
I remember this.
Fainted.
Are you sure it just wasn't from your sexual
prowess? Yeah, probably. And I thought I killed the chick, you know?
You're going to start dragging the body
out? Yeah, it was pretty hilarious.
We've had good times at Coachella. I'd like to go. We're looking
Look out for
it.
That.
Okay, so we've got some good stuff today from the people. I love hearing from everybody, and I love getting your emails. And also, we have a survey up, and it's now on our site. You can find it really easily. There's a button that says survey, sexdummy.com. It'll take you 2 minutes. And we just love to hear from you. We want to know what you like about the show, what you don't like, because this is our 10th year. We are going to do something big this year at some point.
Have to.
And just want to hear from you. So please do that. So speaking of polls, here's some sex in the news.
All right.
College students enjoy these 11 things more than having sex.
Okay, what do you got?
College students either aren't getting enough good sex or they found some delicious effing coffee. Researchers asked 1,200 U.S. undergrads last fall to choose what's in on campus from a list of 77 options. Among the top 15, the iPhone was first.
Yeah, of course.
They enjoy their iPhone. We are so addicted to our goddamn phones, it pisses me off. Among the less popular activities, according to the Times, were smoking cigarettes, doing drugs, volunteering, blogging, and being eco-friendly.
Yeah,
here
screw
are the
all
top activities chosen by the super small sample of college students. So Apple iPhone, 66%. Coffee, 63%. Texting, 61%. Facebook, 59%, Instagram, 55%, drinking beer, 51%, blah, 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 go down, hooking up, 43%. It's like number 12 on the list.
Wow.
What is the deal? People aren't like wanting to hook up anymore?
I think like maybe, to be honest, like people get their like satisfaction through the phone.
It's, you know, this is a
like
whole nother
their interaction. Like, even okay, yeah. At the end of the day, it's like sex, but also just having the companionship of having somebody around, or just like going out on a date, or just hanging out and going to the movies and stuff like that.
People don't do it.
They don't do it. They get that type of feeling through the phone. You know, and
right.
People that I've met in their early 20s. Not all of them, but a lot of them are super obsessed with Snapchat. Like, that's all
I know.
They
I don't
do
even know it. I have
all
it.
Day long. All day long.
I know. And they're not around each other. And
they're not around each
no
other.
No one talks on the phone. Then you have all these, like, relationships mm-hmm. that go on through text message. Mm-hmm. And you're obsessed with your phone. And I'm telling you, that is not the way to meet someone, to have a relationship. And even the used car salesman who you always talk about, who mm-hmm. I loved. Honestly, I'm still really good friends with him. But the best part of our relationship, I realized, was it was long distance. He lived in L.A. and when I was in SF. He's a great texter. He gave great text. He made me laugh. And every time we get a text or a like or a whatever, you know, on Facebook or anywhere, you get a serotonin rush, meaning mm-hmm. those feel-good chemicals, you know, when someone gives you a compliment. And so it's like the pellets. It's like the Pavlovian dogs. Like, we're mm-hmm. constantly getting our phone to get more reinforcement. And yet while that's increasing, we are decreasing our ability to connect with people. And people always have social anxiety. That's really common. I think that's why kids drink so much and adults and everyone drinks so much or party so much, because it's hard to talk to members of opposite sex. Because really, you go to a bar, you go out, you get wasted because you hope you get laid. Well, people now they're completely losing those skills about how to interact, how to ask people out, because they're spending their entire life on the phone and having full-on relationships with people that they never see, never talk to, and they think they're in love with because they texted for like a month.
Yeah.
You know?
It's crazy.
And like, the real meat of this story is, how is hooking up so low? Like, how is Facebook better than hooking up? How is Instagram better than hooking up? Like, you know, really, like, getting dick and vag pack pics on Snapchat is better than seeing the actual real live body parts that you can touch.
You were thinking about it.
So I just want to know if this is what everyone's doing with their time. Like, I'd like to go back to school and just like sit on my phone all the time. No, really. I learned things. I saw people. I made friends. We didn't even have phones. We'd be at the bar and be like, if people show up, they show up. If they don't show up, they don't show up.
It should be like an amazing experience in your life if you go to. Unfortunately, I went to an art school and I commuted from my hometown, which was awful. But I visited one of my friends that went to San Diego State. And I hung out with him, and we went to, like, parties, and we just, like, hung out with people. And it was such an exciting time just to be around and, like, check out different, you know, types of people.
Right, exactly.
And to know that people are wasting that away on cell phones.
They're on the phones the whole time, taking selfies of the entire night.
Like, I
went to that, what's it called, Hyde, that club in L.A. You know, it's like the celebrity whatever, hard to get in a few weeks ago. And everybody was just like taking selfies. Mm-hmm. It's like, we are at Hyde, so we're going to document it. But I'm not actually going to have any meaningful conversations with anybody. Yeah. We're just going to document it.
Look, everyone knows what the problem is.
I feel like an adult, like, back in the day, we didn't have cell phones. But really,
I should bring on Greg from that I work with. He's like so anti-technology. He's thinking that it's ruining.
It is ruining us.
Everything.
It's making our lives. We thought it would make it easier. It makes it mm-hmm. harder because you're always on call 24/7. And these kids clearly in college have not had enough good sex, or they don't know that like spending hours in bed is so much better than being on friggin' Snapchat. So that's what I got to say about that. Okay, what's the title of your sex tape? Any sex tape worth its salt should have a title as memorable as its action. So when hashtag the title of my sex tape was trending on Twitter last weekend, it seemed like the perfect time to brush up on some punny porn names like One Night in Paris, which was probably one of the best titles. Although there are many other celebrity sex tapes, few of the titles to back them up. So the one is, let's see here. So people, they did this thing on Twitter where they were asking people what they would name their sex tapes. So what is this? People are saying like Too Fast, Too Furious, or The Fast and the Furriest, Lawrence of Your Labia, Gone in 60 Seconds. That'd be a good one for Permescent. The Unbearable Whiteness of Being, The Cat Stared at Us the Whole Time, 50 Shades of Bay. Hey, what's your Wi-Fi password? Missionary Impossible. Anyway, I think we all know what mine would be, right?
What would it be?
Sex with Emily.
Oh, okay.
How
true.
How easy is that? I feel like people think I'm already a porn star anyway when I meet them.
Yeah.
And the best part is Kimber, my assistant, has been calling lately because I use my Sex with Emily email address like as my primary email mm-hmm. address. So she was calling to make me a reservation. And every I'm sitting there and she's like, Emily, and or whatever. She's like, at sexwithemily.com or feedback at sexwithemily.com. So she's like, I know. I hear her like going, yeah, SCXW. I mean, what do they think? Like a porn star's coming to their hotel.
Yeah.
Always. But no, alas, I'm not a porn star. What would you call your sex tape?
Bury it if you find it.
Do you still have all your sex tapes?
Burn it.
Do you still have them all?
Probably somewhere, yeah.
I mean, probably somewhere. Does your girlfriend know? Next time I see her, I'm going to say, did you find Menace's?
Oh, yeah. See, that's why you guys never meet.
I'm kidding, dude. We would love, we'd be BFF.
Would you?
I don't know. You don't know me. Okay,
my girlfriend's like very quiet and not.
That's why she liked me because I'm fun. I'm interesting.
Yeah,
I talk a lot. I might even entertain.
Exhausting
her.
Is what it
I
is.
I am exhausting. Okay, so which is true. People mm-hmm. do get exhausted by me, but you just have to either be able to handle it or get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Okay, so emails.
All right.
Fun people, I love hearing from you. Feedback at sexwithemily.com. And Menace, do you remember when we used to always say, please tell us where you're from
mm-hmm.
and how you listen.
Yes.
And so I'm gonna say that again, because whenever we say that, people actually do that.
Okay, great.
So where are you from and how do you listen to the show?
Yeah. Do you listen on sexwithemily.com? Do you listen on iTunes? Do you listen on Podcast One? Do you listen on Stitcher?
There's so many great apps that you can listen to. And with every phone, you get an app. Basically, you can download.
You can listen on the iTunes app.
They have a podcast app.
Yeah, a podcast app.
No matter if you're Droid or whatever.
So many different ways that you can listen to a podcast, but we love just hearing like how you listen and
exactly
stuff like that. And where you're from, like any part of the world you can be from.
I know we have a lot of listeners in Australia because we've been doing this survey. It's interesting mm-hmm. how many listeners we have like in different parts of the
Australia,
country.
Australia, I want to go so bad.
Oh, dude, we've been talking about this. Do you remember my friend Nikki from Australia, Dr. Nikki? She was on the show like years ago. She's in town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, was she blonde?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, big boobs, blonde. I'm mm-hmm. actually meeting up with her this weekend. And she keeps trying to get me to get there. Mm-hmm. She's got a hookup.
Last time she was in studio, I don't know if you remember this, but she like busted out a fake dong.
A harness. She bought a harness.
A harness so she could penetrate guys.
Right. Right. She wanted a peg. She's very adventurous.
Yeah.
I'm going to see her tomorrow and I'll ask her about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the first question. How do you cope with a partner's high sex number? Hi, Emily. I'm new to your podcast, and I love them so much. They're so insightful. My question for you is more of a situation. I'm 21 years old, and I'm a virgin. I've known this guy for 3 years, and he lives in Wisconsin, about 2 hours away. He's now 25. I'm pretty crazy about him, and he seems crazy about me, too. My only problem is that he has slept with more women than I'm comfortable with. 30, to be exact.
How does she know? She asked.
I'm sure, dude. I know.
Why
this is
even
the don't ask, don't tell. I'll get into that in a minute.
All right.
He told me just because he loves sex. Part of me thinks that, well, I can't blame him. He's a single guy in his 20s. At the same time, I wonder if he's trustworthy. Do you think that it would be a good idea getting involved with this guy, or do you think I'm setting myself up for disaster? Thanks, Michelle. Okay, first of all, Michelle, this is for everybody. This is a public service announcement to everybody in a relationship in your 20s, because I feel like people stop asking when you get into your 30s,
yeah.
perhaps. There is no reason at all that you need this number. It's not going to help. You're not going to get smarter. You're not going to win the lottery. Mm. It's not going to help you in any way.
It's not going to educate.
No, it's not going to educate you. All it is a lose-lose, because either your partner slept with too many, too few, and you're going to start thinking about, oh, I'm not experienced enough, and they were that many people, or he's such a jiggle, or he's such a player, she's such a slut. I mean, this is not a conversation that you need to have. The only conversations about previous sex you need to have is if perhaps you've contracted a sexual, but for sure mm-hmm. if you've contracted a sexually transmitted mm-hmm. disease. You want to share that. And if there was something particularly, you know, that you've tried in your past, you might want to say, God, I think it'd be really fun to be tied up. I'd love you to tie me up. You don't have to say that you did it. So really, no. Mm-hmm. Don't have this conversation. And the thing is, Michelle, it's making you uncomfortable. Proceed with caution. I get it. But you cannot judge a guy by the number of women he slept with. You know, guys are going to do that. Guys in their 20s are going to go out and sleep around. Women are too.
As many women as they can.
But you're letting this number, like, this guy likes you, and you're letting it think, you're probably thinking, you know, you're inexperienced, and what's he going to think? Guys aren't thinking that, right?
They don't
not,
care
he's not
at
sitting
all.
With you going, oh, you weren't as good as number 62, 16, you know?
They don't
they're
care.
Not
they're
that.
Happy they're having sex with you.
Exactly.
And, okay, so... Yeah, we can tell everybody and tell their you know, blue in the face. Always, like, yeah. Don't ask, whatever. And again, yeah, it's too late with her again. So I guess, yeah, I guess suppress it. I don't know.
Don't ask, don't tell. And yeah, if your partner asks, here's what you say.
Yeah.
You say, you know what? I just really love the sex that we're having right now, and that's all I'm focused on.
Yeah. And another thing,
end of story. End of question.
You're going to ruin your relationship if you keep on bringing it up.
Right. Then why do you need to know? Like, the thing is, it's like watching a train wreck kind of thing. Like, why do you need to know? Like, it's not going to ever help you.
Yeah. And don't bring it out, and you're going to get upset with him one day, and you're arguing, and then you're going to bring that up. That just makes you look weak.
Right. And she wonders if she can trust him. So here's the thing.
What?
It's long distance, 2 hours away. I mean, you guys aren't even together yet. So, I mean, does he say that he wants a committed relationship? Does he make you feel safe when you're with him? Does it seem like it's a fling? I mean, definitely use protection. I cannot emphasize this enough. And this is what I call future tripping. When you're in a situation and you're tripping on what could possibly happen into the future, but you're not even with him yet. So all these things you're thinking about, you're judging him on the number. You're judging him for reasons that, you know, you haven't been with him in a way. Like, you know, maybe you guys have sex. Things are amazing. You commit. You just don't need to trip on this at all about something that hasn't even happened yet. So just take it one day at a time. Keep your eyes open when you're with him. If he says to you, babe, yeah, I'm still dating other people, well, then he's not the guy to trust. And you're not going to be the woman that's going to change him either. Because women stay with guys like that because they think, well, he's going to fall so in love with my vagina that he won't want to sleep with anyone else. But if he's telling you that, that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
So just have your eyes open heading into this. Okay. First, a word now from our amazing sponsors, Emily and Tony Candles, which I know you want some. They're in my car.
Yeah.
So
I heard that Emily chick's freaky from Emily and Tony.
Well, who else would make a massage candle that rocks this world? You've been hearing me talk about these massage candles, and I feel like I have to tell you exactly what they are. They are massage candles, and they're beautiful candles from France, from a region in France that only makes candles, so the scents are amazing. And it sets the atmosphere. You can put it on your dinner table. You can light it by your bedside table, which I do every single night, even if I'm not giving a massage, which, let's be honest, 99% of the time I'm not. But they are massage candles that you light, and you blow it out. You let the oil, you let it pool. It burns into oil, not wax, warm, luxurious, the most amazing smelling massage oil that you pour into your partner's skin. And you give them a luxurious massage. And it's not messy or waxy or sticky or hot. And I use it on my hands at night as a moisturizer. It's coconut oil. It's soybean oil. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. So go to emilyandtony.com. Use code Emily for 20% off. And I can tell you that I created these candles so you can have the best sex of your life. And I promise you it will take it to the next level. So check out my candles if you love me. What were you going to say?
Sweet. No, my coworker wants one really badly.
Okay.
I have one that he gave me that's awesome. It smells really good.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, we light them in the office every day. We just light them because it smells amazing. Mm-hmm. And whenever people are coming over, get them. All right. What else we do? In the car. We'll get you some.
All right, good.
I'll get you some Down Under Comfort, too.
Good.
For your balls. Okay. So, here's our next one. How to relax for anal sex. Hi, Emily. I love your podcast and follow you on Facebook. I love all your tips, so my question is this. My long-term boyfriend loves to have anal sex, and I've only been able to have it in the shower, and while I've been drinking, we've tried otherwise, and it's just been too painful. We've even tried the ass play products that are meant to numb you, and it's backfired and numbed him instead. So my question is, can the use of muscle relaxers help? I read a few articles that say it can help, and equally as many say it doesn't help. Also, I've noticed the few times I have had anal, I've managed to finish, which is strange. Does that mean that's the only way my body knows how to orgasm? Thank you, Anna.
Wow.
Okay, Anna, well, great that you can have an orgasm through anal sex, because that's rare. I've only met porn stars. Well, that's not true. I've met a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But porn stars have been very open about it. And despite what Menace always says, it's not a great idea to be intoxicated. I don't push that as your number one lubrication for trying anything new.
But not muscle relaxers. You can get addicted to that stuff.
Don't take muscle relaxers. Don't take numbing agents, alcohol, anything else. All you have to do is you need to learn to relax. Because what happens is, Anna, is that you are not, you're probably tensing up because you know that you've had pain there. And so when you clench those muscles, when you clench the sphincter muscles, you're actually going to be making it more painful for you. So you have to breathe. make sure that you're breathing. You might even have to like have them give you a massage first. Like make sure that you are in the most relaxed state possible. I'd rather have it when you have it when you're not wasted, you know? So try to have it when you're relaxed. It's great to take a shower first. You don't have to have it in the shower. And it's great that you're able to orgasm anally. It's all connected down there. So it is common for people to be able to have orgasms that way. And anal sex can externally stimulate areas in the vagina and cause the orgasm. It's all connected, the G-spot. And, you know, I have not had that pleasure yet. So breathe, relax. And it's important that you don't go from just the kissing and, like, him, like, touching your nipple for 2 seconds into anal. You need the foreplay. I mean, I would even say try to have a orgasm first. Maybe he goes down on you, use a sex toy, get all that areas down there warmed up and flowing. Because even for women, if you have, let's say, a clitoral orgasm first, it's easier to have a G-spot orgasm because you're already the area becomes engorged and swollen. So the same thing is true for anal sex. Just make sure that you are very warmed up. And also, I mean, lube. Like, you cannot use enough lube during sex. Have it right by the bed, have a flip top, whatever it is, so you can just put more lube in and make sure that he's not sticking it in, that he's rubbing the area around, experience with fingers, experience with some butt plugs, and then you're already breathing, you're already into the motion. And so, you know, while also he's playing with your back door, your anus, you can still be massaging your clitoris, your nipples, anything that you need to relax. So make sure you're in an environment where you have, like, good music playing, you know, you don't feel like anyone's coming in. You're not rushed. And I'm saying you got to practice all these things, Anna, because the fact that you enjoy it so much and you have an orgasm just means that you're tensing up and not using enough lube and you're drunk.
Yeah.
And that's when guys are just going to shove it in. And we always say
and
that.
And again,
women,
guys, yeah, go slow. I know you're excited. I know she's letting you do this.
Yeah.
Relax.
Always go
Take
slow.
Take your time.
Always, always, always. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I mean, there's so many women that have, like, post-traumatic anal disorder when their boyfriend the first time stuck it in without her knowing or thinking that they knew what they were doing, and then forever they write off anal sex for the rest of their life. Because that can be painful. You can have tears. I mean, this stuff I'm saying isn't just for your pleasure. It's, like, for your safety. So if you did have a bad experience with it and you're with a partner now and you follow these instructions and you trust this person, I would always say try it again if you had a bad first experience, because you might not like it the second time either, and it's not for everybody. Not people don't like blowjobs. There's guys who don't like blowjobs.
Whatever.
I was calling a love line the other night. It happens all the time. There's women who don't like oral sex. So, but it's okay if you don't like anal, but if you try it the correct way, you might. Okay. Sexually inexperienced at 24. Emily, I haven't had sex since my first girlfriend in high school. This is going on nearly 6 or 7 years of no sex. I did not have sex all through college, and I'm almost halfway through my 20s, and I feel like I'm really missing out on an important part of my life. The problem I'm having is my first girlfriend was really insecure, so we really only had missionary sex, nothing too crazy. I'm worried that when I finally find a girl who will have sex with me, I'm just going to be so inexperienced that it'll be an unsexy mood killer. I feel like I'm self-sabotaging myself. I'll be not on purpose. What is your advice for me here? Mike, 24 years old. Okay, Mike, this is all in your head. So most of our issues in life are in our head. Most of the suffering we do, you know, are things that we're thinking about.
Yeah, we torture ourselves.
We torture. You are torturing yourself. And I think that's the reason why you're probably not with someone, because you're thinking of all the things that could go wrong and that you don't have a lot of experience and what happened with the last girlfriend and that you won't know. And so by putting out that energy, which you are, because what we think becomes our action, what we think's your thoughts become your feelings, become your actions. Mm-hmm. It's all related. Then what you're putting out there in the world is, I'm not that confident of a guy. I'm nervous to make the move. And you're sabotaging yourself. So you got to flip those thoughts around to, like, I'm a sexually attractive male. I'm into it. And I'm going to make sure that the next partner I'm with, that the sex is going to be amazing. So just relax and stop the worrying. And what you can do is, every time you're tripping on this, again, he's feature tripping into a situation, think about, flip it and go, wow, how could sex be really great? Think about a scenario that really turned you on or that you want to do. Make sure that when you're with someone, you warm her up. I mean, you know how to kiss, I'm sure, foreplay, and move really, really slow. I know it's going to be your first time in a while. You might want to rip her clothes off like most guys, but pay attention. She will let you know how it's going. Her breath will be quickening. I mean, guys got to pay attention. they got to pay attention to what she's doing. You're going to be able to tell, especially if you move slow, that she's into it. And no one's expecting you to come in and be like this master. Like, practice makes purpose. Practice does make it better.
Perfect.
Not perfect.
Yeah.
But the only way you're going to feel more comfortable having sex is to put yourself out there. Like, you got to. Right,
yeah.
Madison? Were you scared?
That's the only way that's going to happen. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
And then people have dry spells. I know it's like a couple years, but that happens all the time. And then once you get back into it and it happens, you're just going to want to go like on a banging spree. You
exactly.
know?
And also, you know, it's not a bad idea to listen to podcasts like mine. Get my book, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. You can buy it on Amazon. It's like $14. It's actually a really good book that shows you a lot of different positions besides missionary. In fact, 200. It's not just positions, but a lot of positions and things like that that you could do, like, to educate yourself so you feel more. Don't just watch porn. I hope that you're not just watching porn to educate yourself. But there's books, there's podcasts, however you like to digest your information besides porn. Start just learning about female anatomy and what makes you feel good. I mean, I know a lot of guys who told me that when they were younger, they were obsessed and they read every sex book and they know about women. I mean, there's some guys I've been with, like, in their 30s. I'm like, they clearly have never, do not know what the clitoris is. Like, no one said, P.S., dude, clitoris. So, you know, read up, read information, and make sure that when you connect with someone, that it's someone that you like. Like, don't try to just get this all out in a one-night stand, because you might be really bummed out, because you might not get the feedback that you need. So just try to build into it, someone that you like. It's all good. Okay, this is a long-distance college relationship. Emily, I'm a new viewer, and I really love your show. Recently, you mentioned that your boyfriend in college attended a different university. My boyfriend and I are currently in our first year of college and attend different universities within the same state. I was wondering if you have any advice for a long-distance relationship. Thank you, Kelly. That's true. My boyfriend freshman year went to Michigan State. I went to Michigan. It was like an hour apart.
Mm-hmm.
And it was long distance. And we spent hours and hours and hours on the phone. This is before we had Skype and all that stuff.
Yeah, texting.
We didn't text.
Facebook.
Nope.
Snapchat.
We had nothing. No Snapchat. no nudity. Till this day, I've never sent a naked photo. Communication is the key. You guys have to really talk about real things. Because what happens in these long distance relationships, if too much time goes by where you don't see each other, the conversation starts to get a little kind of awkward. And then you stop feeling disconnected.
Yeah.
And so when you do talk, make sure, you know, it's good to catch up on your day, but make sure that you, like, start to have some real conversations. I don't know how long you guys have been together, but you're young, you're in college, you are foregoing dating other people because you're focused on this relationship, which, to be honest, a lot of college relationships don't necessarily go the distance. And I would say that the best use of your time now would be when you're talking to him to communicate about things that he wants, you know, things that he's looking for, goals, and then also sexually. There's a lot of things about sex that we're uncomfortable talking about face-to-face with our partner, but maybe like in a text or on the phone, or if you have Skype sex.
Yeah,
Skype sex is
big. More comfortable and you have more confidence than if you're face-to-face with
exactly.
that
person. Exactly. So I would say just keep all forms of communication going, whether it's the, you know, what you both want. Make sure that you see each other enough and that, do you see this? Now, I don't know. Are you in your, was she first year of college? Mm-hmm. So I broke up with mine by the end of the first year, to be honest, because it was just, I was in college, I was in fun, I was meeting people, and it wasn't that I met anyone I liked more than him, but I was like, there's a lot of freaking guys out here. There's a lot of freaking experiences to have.
We're not saying break up at all.
I'm not telling you to break up.
If you can make it work and this is the person that you really love, then you know what? Do everything that you can.
Exactly. I'm not telling you to break up with them. I'm saying make sure that the time that you do spend communicating with them is valuable and not just wasted late at night, but like you're learning more about each other, you're finding out who each other are, and you expect sexually, if you can't have sex all the time, I'm saying Skype sex, phone sex. Learn what each other like. The next time you're together, this will build the anticipation so it's not awkward, because another thing that happens in long distance is that it gets awkward, and the first time you see each other again, it's a little uncomfortable. But if you've been doing this like foreplay anticipation through phone and Skype, and when you see each other, it'll just, you'll feel really connected.
Yeah. My quick story about college and dating. And it's funny because when I was in high school, I was a senior, my girlfriend was a junior. I went to college. I still lived in my hometown. I would commute to San Francisco to go to school. And so my girlfriend and I kept on dating. And then my girlfriend wanted to go to San Diego State. And she didn't get in. And I said, you know what? You can still go. Just go to community college down there and then just transfer.
Transfer, right.
You know? And she goes, well, what about us? I go, well, you know, hopefully we're still together. We'll, you know, we'll make it work. She goes, okay. She gets down to San Diego for a week and just starts partying. And then calls me up a week later and goes, so what do you see in the future for us? And I go, well, you know, hopefully, you know, we're still together. She's like, yeah, you know, I just don't think it's going to work out, right?
Oh.
But then she, like, went to school for, like, a little while. And then she moved back to the hometown. And she was, like, trying to get back with me. But
I didn't see this working out in our hometown. I mean, that's what happens.
It's not going to work out.
Yeah, we bummed. We sad.
I think I was sad initially because that was, like, my real, like, first, like, official girlfriend, you know? But then after that, I was just like, you know,
you were sad for a night. You ordered pizza and the next day. Yeah,
guys get over stuff really quickly.
They do.
Really quickly. I mean,
typically, men just go out and start banging women.
Yeah, but I think women do that too.
It's both.
They do that too because they call up all their girlfriends and say, hey, you know what? Screw that guy. They're changing their Facebook status to, like, you know, so very single now. And then they call up all their girlfriends and they go out and they get wasted and they either A, they do find some guy that they hook up with, or B, they end up crying at the end of the night.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, so I think it's best to wait until you're ready, actually. And I like that a lot of women, like, I have a lot of friends who break up with someone who are like, I can't imagine being with anyone right now. I'm mourning.
Yeah.
I was more like a dude. I was like, because usually I was already over it by the time I broke up with them, but that was my own proclivity.
Yeah. And another thing, if someone doesn't want to be with you, they're not worth being upset over at all.
I know. It's such an ego thing. We beat ourselves up. What I do. And it's never what you think. It's anyway.
Like, yeah. And no need to freak out and do something crazy. This person doesn't want to be with you. Okay. Move on. Go to the next person.
On to the next.
Do not mess up your life. The reason I'm saying don't mess up your life, because just recently here in Los Angeles, there was a car chase. And the whole car chase happened because this guy was upset that his girlfriend broke up with him and she started dating some other guy. So she went and, like, he went and confronted the guy, ends up, like, punching him or something. And then they call the police. And then he goes on this whole police chase through a neighborhood and then ends up shooting himself.
Oh, my God. From a breakup?
There is no one. Drugs?
I know.
There's no one on this planet that you should be shooting yourself over. I'm sorry.
Totally agree
there
with you.
Isn't. There is millions of people on this planet.
Right.
You'll find somebody else. You will be okay.
You're not going to die.
Yeah.
Unless you shoot yourself, which we don't recommend it. No.
No.
It's true, but you do think when relationships are over, this is where you go through. And I think, like, in your 20s, you go through this. But what if he's the one? What if I never feel this way again? What if I never find anyone else?
You will feel this way again.
But didn't you used to do that after every breakup?
Yeah.
And then I used to call my friends and be like, why did I not like him? Why did I break up with him again? Mm. They're like, well, he was drunk. He did. I'm like, oh, yeah, thank you. But then in our minds, we trip.
You always think about the good stuff.
Yeah. We put him on a pedestal right after. You're like, he was the best thing ever. And guess what, people? You always find someone else. You do.
You do.
So if you think it's not right, you know what? Work on it. But if it's not right, don't do that whole, oh, maybe I made a mistake, because trust your gut and trust yourself.
Well, it's not even a new trend. It's been going on for a long time. But more and more popular every single day is people reuniting on Facebook that they dated a long time ago. And then all they do is think about all the good times, but not any of the times, like, why aren't we still together?
Exactly. And the things that you didn't like about him then are probably still part of his person. Because a lot of times you don't like people because of certain character, I wouldn't say flaws, but they're not necessarily flaws. They're just things that you can't, that don't jive with you. You want your values.
But you know what? I believe that people can change sometimes. A lot of people say, oh, people never change.
They change if they want to change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, I'm trying to think if I could date my boyfriend when I was 20. He's a successful doctor right now. My brother's like, why didn't you marry him?
Your brother always says that. It was funny. I was just talking about that today.
What?
Because you came up at work. I forgot what for. I think we were talking about, like, down under comfort or something like that. And they're asking, like, oh, she's single. I was like, oh, yeah, she's probably single. Oh, I know what it was.
What?
That came up. And then during the conversation, somebody has a daughter, and he's like, yeah, I just want to get my daughter married, and I don't care. I want to get her married young, and then I don't care if she gets divorced later, because at least, you know, she'll have some, like, payout over that. And your brother always said that. I remember every time your brother was around, he's like, See, Emily, you could have been married and divorced by now.
I say you could be married and divorced by now. Yeah. And he's like, why didn't you? You know, why didn't you get paid?
He always
like,
says that.
He's like, he's a successful doctor now. This is my ex from college. Yeah. He's really good friends with him. And then my brother, this is another funny story. You miss this because we did it at Loveline, the show. Uh-huh. My brother was in town a few months ago, and he came on the show. And this is when we were taking callers at Loveline a few nights.
Wow, that's awesome.
I know. He loves you. So someone calls in, and they're like, hi, I've had a big crush on Emily. He was in Michigan. He lived in Michigan. And my brother's like, send me your bank statement. And then the guy emailed him the next day and was like, pictures. He's like, do you really need my bank statement? Because I'll send it to you. He didn't know that my brother was joking.
Was just joking?
I know. Yeah. It's hilarious. Good times. Oh, one more thing I want to say about long distance is that right now, you know, I know all about sex toys. The biggest trend taking over the sex toy world is this Bluetooth remote control technology vibrators. So the Dua by Jeju is this the coolest thing, Menace? I have to show it to you. It's like, first of all, it has a little remote control. It's like, looks like James Bond, but also you can download so you could be together and controlling it while she's wearing it. You could be standing next to her controlling it with the remote. However, it also has an app that you can download on your phone. So you and your boyfriend, Kelly, you could be wearing the vibrator. He could be at his school. You could be Skyping and he could be controlling the vibrations. From his phone. How freaking cool is that?
Didn't I talk about this on the show like 10 years ago?
Yeah,
I did. I swear. You can dig up the audio.
Let's go dig it up.
And you thought I was crazy at the time. I wish if you were in New York and we were in San Francisco and you could just like control it.
What it could have showed us, dude. We could be billionaires right now. Why didn't you make
it?
You can get that at jeju.com. That's jeju.com. Use code Emily. Get 10% off. It's the best long distance gift.
I hate not being billionaires.
I hate it too. I'm so not close, but I'll let y'all know.
No, it'd be just so amazing just to have that amount of money. Just so, like, we could build like a whole like sex with Emily studio with like cameras and all that kind of stuff.
I'd be so happy.
That'd be amazing.
We'd just come over, we'd chill, we'd have drinks. I'm working on it, dude. That'd be amazing.
That'd be a dream come true.
I'm working on it.
Oh, speaking about like
dream come true.
Yeah, dream come
Spending
true.
Spending more time with me. Yeah.
You know, we're talking about money and dream come true. In North Carolina, single mother, 24. She was one of the winners of the Powerball here in America. If you're not listening, in America, it was up to $500 million in the lottery, and she was one of the winners. And like at the end of the day, after all the taxes, everything, she takes home $80 million.
Wow.
She has three kids. And she's very excited about it. They were like living in a trailer.
I love when people who really need it win. Yeah. Right? That's amazing.
So hopefully, you know, they manage the money right. Because that is
play the lottery, maybe.
Yeah, we should.
I don't know.
But you always hear those horror stories too, like people don't manage the money well.
I was gonna say she's got to get a financial planner first thing because she will run through it. Because if
get
you have money issues,
your mom.
My mom's a financial planner. Yeah. She never helped me when I needed it, but that's cool. She'll help you. Okay, that's all we have time for.
Oh, it's a wrap already.
It's a wrap. All right. Okay, I love you all. Thank you so much for listening. Find Menace at Menace, MENACE. Mm-hmm.
I love all your
Twitter,
comments.
Instagram. We love hearing from you. You can ask them about tacos and stuff.
Yeah.
And not even the dirty kind of tacos, but like the real tacos.
For real tacos.
And you can find me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, Sex with Emily. I really appreciate it when you follow me there and help me by following me.
All right. She does need help.
So
everybody.
Check it out. I need your help. Seriously. Thanks, everyone. And email me all your questions again. feedback@sexwithemily.com. What else? Anything else? I just love you all. Really, it means a lot that you listen and that you've been supporting the show for 10 years because we get to do what we love. And I love you all. Thank you. And thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. I talk a lot about sex toys for women, but did you know that there is Fleshlight, which is the number one sex toy for men? It is a male masturbation sleeve. Okay, you're like, whatevs, it doesn't sound good to me. I've got my hand. But guess what? It feels amazing. It looks and feels like the real deal. It comes and it looks like a flashlight, so no one really knows what it is. You put some lube in it and you masturbate with it and you have mind-blowing orgasms. Even if you have a partner, he could use it on you when you're traveling, and it just gives you different sensations sexually, because why should you only get your hand, right? And the Fleshlight stamina training unit, it helps you last longer in bed and become a better lover, and you'll experience mind-blowing orgasms. Plus, they love my listeners, and since they do, you're going to get a bottle of Flesh Lube, award-winning Flesh Lube, which you're going to need because you're going to love the Fleshlight. So go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Thanks for listening.